From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that the Greene County Legislature has voted unanimously to spend $2,195,000 from the American Rescue Plan Act for high-speed fiber internet on approximately 112 miles of unserved roadways in the county. Most of those roads are in the towns of Catskill, Durham, Windham, Ashland, and Prattsville. The money goes to Mid-Hudson Cable, Margaretville Telephone Company, and Charter Communications. Greene County officials, in a news release touting the spending, claim that, and I quote, "With the completion of this effort, virtually all existing Greene County addresses that currently have electric service on grid will have access to high-speed internet," end quote. Officials did not say when the broadband service would be available, but said construction may take place in 2023 and 2024. Raga Justin reports in the Times Union that in Rensselaer County recently, Republican Representative Elise Stefanik said New York Republicans are starting a congressional caucus to focus on security concerns at the northern border. They aren't proposing building a wall yet, but they want something done, as the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says outposts in Vermont and New York have reported a sharp uptick in crossings there. The Vermont outpost recorded 367 encounters with migrants in January. That's more than the total number of encounters during the month of January for the last 12 years combined. Stefanik has been fairly quiet on the subject, just tweeting vague statements such as, and I quote, "border security is national security," end quote, on February 25th. Stefanik also claims her office has been in touch with families who have documented migrant activities on their properties. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nancy Kern reports in Columbia Green Media that the FindByPlate.com website has named the Taconic State Parkway one of the deadliest roads in the United States. The Taconic State Parkway runs between Kensico Dam Plaza in Westchester County and Chatham in Columbia County. The story says the roadway was, and I quote, "commissioned during the administration of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and the Taconic was designed to be a scenic road connecting the numerous state parks in the Hudson River Valley region," end quote. The story, however, does not cite any accident statistics to back up the ranking, but does say that in 2021, the New York State Department of Transportation improved a part of the Taconic in Putnam County that was previously averaging one accident per month. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that the New York Association of Convenience Stores is trying to stop Governor Kathy Hochul's proposals to increase taxes on cigarettes and ban flavored products such as menthol cigarettes. Hochul proposes to raise cigarette taxes from $4.35 to $5.35 in her state budget. New York Association of Convenience Stores President Ken Sopras says of Hochul's proposal, and I quote, "What it won't do is stop smoking, and the more New Yorkers hear the facts, the more they realize that prohibition doesn't work," end quote. Anti-tobacco organizations have an opposite view of the proposals, saying they will help significantly reduce smoking-linked illness such as cancer. A Siena College poll released February 27th showed that a majority of voters support both proposals by wide margins. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.